So, as most of you probably know, I'm quite a prolific Twitter user, and that's my main platform of choice. Now, I've just come across something that I thought I already, well, I did already know about the Twitter search function. And I guess if you use Google, and if you use Google like I do, and you search a much more serious search, as it were, something that's a bit more detailed than just a few words, you see I often put pluses and minuses to include or exclude certain words, and I also try and search, do that with images, or try and map out a certain region. Now, Twitter seems to have taken very similar functionalities from what Google does. But again, it's worth pointing out, these are probably more advanced Google search functions that some people might not be aware of. And similarly, people won't be therefore aware of Twitter and its more advanced search functions. It's all built into the style of how one might code, with ifs and or and kind of commands. And with that kind of theme, you can go to the Twitter search bar and search any two words, and you could search for them, but they might appear synonymously, but then if you would like them to be specifically together, or one or the other, so you would put the first word and second word, or first word or second word. And some of the other functions that are really interesting that, again, I sort of did naturally, were the plus and minus. So if you want to exclude that word, then you just stick a plus or a minus next to it. I think from getting up this blog post, it was quite interesting that I read it and I thought, oh, actually, I do this already. It's not something new to me, but as I started to read down the list quickly, I realised that actually you can search not just for somebody else's name, but you can see the tweets that is sent to somebody by just putting to and then the colon with the username. And that's quite an interesting additional tool. So obviously then the next step would be to see if there was anything from. So you could do from, colon, username, and that would do the similar sort of thing. And then I looked further down, and these ones actually shocked me. I really didn't know that Twitter search had the functionality to do this. I lie slightly. I did know that it had the functionality to rein in tweets from a certain region, and I've tried to play with applications that did this in the past. However, I wasn't too sure you could actually do this directly from Twitter, and this clearly sort of explains that if you wanted to find out anything specific about the weather, about art galleries, and you wanted to do that within a certain city, so that could be Leeds or it could be London, and you would put near, colon, your city. And you could do a further search just to develop that, and you could add on the mile radius. So you could actually put within, colon, 5, maybe 10, and then for the miles you put MI, so it's within, colon, 5, MI for miles. Very interesting find that was. And I think what seems to be more interesting is that more people aren't going to really use this, because it does get the compounding nature of sort of adding one of those to another would be quite interesting, and it can get quite complex and quite interesting. And I think Twitter's done a good thing there, but it might also mean it alienates certain people. So only the smart users might be interested and bother to remember these tools. Some of the final sort of tools that I thought were interesting were to source items from Twitter directly. So rather than going to Instagram, you could find out what tweets were sourced from Twitter. From, say, Instagram, you could find out what images were sourced from Flickr or a Tumblr account or anything, essentially. All you have to do is type in your search word and then put source, colon, the source, which in this case might be Flickr, Instagram, as I mentioned. It could be Tumblr. It could be anything, I guess. Really interesting stuff there, I guess. And finally, if you want to just search for your tweets with links, then you can filter the tweets out with just the links to appear. So you would filter colon links. I think those are really quite interesting. And I think what's more interesting would be to go away and find someone that I would like to be find really interesting. And I would then search tweets from the username. And also within that search, I might say, where did they tweet? So near London. So you could try this with Tea and Toast and it won't come up with anything. Or it might actually, if you search for it in the Leeds, Yorkshire area. So you could search for tweets from colon Tea and Toast and put near colon Leeds within colon, let's be nice and say something like 10 or 15 mi for 15 miles. And want to search between the last 2 weeks, I guess. So you would put since, and then the year, then the month, and then the date, each with a dash in between, until, for example, 2014-09-24, that's today. And you might want to filter out the links. You might want to filter and get the links, but maybe I've sent a link with an Instagram image, so you would then add filter colon links with source colon Instagram, and you would get a very specific geotag location of where I have tweeted out near the space of Leeds within 15 miles within a certain date, an Instagram picture with a link, and you would get that result. That might seem quite long-winded and tedious. I'm really sorry if I've confused you, but ultimately what I'm trying to say is those features of the Twitter search bar aren't as simple as they might seem. You can dig deeper, and if you follow the early first few examples I give, you can follow them through. But if you do the confusing one right at the end, you can really compound each element together and really nail down and do what I can only describe as some serious CSI style investigation on Twitter. So no surprise as to who might be using that. We never know, we might even get some Twitter detectives on the rise as a new future job recruitment. So hopefully you'll enjoy that, and please feel free to let me know what your interesting searches on Twitter might have turned up.